Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. 2 years ago today, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot and seriously wounded in a Tucson parking lot. Six others were killed. Today, she and her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, are using the anniversary to launch American full responsible solutions. Support gun control efforts.
And I have a gun. Gabby and I are both gun owners. We are strong supporters of the Second Amendment. We've got to do something to keep the guns from getting in the lobby.
In the meantime, a city councilman in Spring City, Utah, wants to make sure everyone owns a gun. These two residents like the idea.
I'm very impressed that they had the foresight to recommend that.
Law enforcement, I've just said that we can do our part. I think it'll be a better place.
The councilman also wants to provide one for every elementary school teacher. This is day two in a hearing in Colorado in which family members of the victims of last summer's movie theater shooting are hearing some gruesome details for the first time.
All of the victims expected to be in court today looking a lot different from when he was arrested. Then he had bright orange hair, and now he has brown hair with a full beard. Holmes is showing very little emotional reaction to the testimony, staring straight ahead or sometimes slowly around the room.
Hey, this is Clayton Sandell at James Hunt's hearing today in Centennial, Colorado.
When I returned from Iraq, the Alphabet said the war couldn't be won. No one had told us that we were fighting
All the time. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IABA.org. We got your back. Brought to you by Giant Eagle and Salem Consumers National Bank and the Dental Health Group. Salem Quaker Basketball from the Salem High School Boosters and News Talk 600 WSOM.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
We are live and large and in charge here in, on Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, as well as on WSOM 600 AM at iHeartRadio and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. We welcome you here this afternoon and want to hear what's on your mind and give us a little taste of what's on your mind. We are not going to be able to be, you can hear us, I believe, by the line that we're sending straight out, but I'm not going to be able to see you on the board. The reason being is our internet is down right now, and they're feverishly working trying to get it back up so that we can be able to call up our callers that call in on our internet line. So until that happens, please give me a call locally here at 330-781-9600 or give me a call toll-free at 1-866-530-9766. And that's how you can get in and talk to me today until we get our internet back up. Now, as soon as Tracy is here, I just may be able to get you guys called up online. So don't despair. We should be fine, and but we'll be able to get your calls in. The chat room may not be open today until we get straightened around with the internet situation. So anyway, just those two things here at 10 minutes after the hour, 12 o'clock. Here on Tuesday afternoon, January 8th, the year is starting to move on, and I hope everybody is trying to stay healthy out there because it's been a flu going around, and it is horrendous, a stomach flu, and it hits you quick, and it doesn't hold you a long time, but it sure is kind of harmful because it's running through a lot of my friends and people I know and my family, my daughter home visiting me, not feeling well, and doggone it, she's got that the flu while she's at home, which I really regret, but she's had her fun for Christmas. But anyway, good afternoon to everybody. We're going to talk about a few different things today, and we're going to have a guest at the 1:30 hour. Of course, that is if our internet line does come up. We're going to have a guest talking about some ill effects that the some of the unions have had on education and on some other instances in our society. And of course, you know that when you're dealing with that, you are dealing with a very hot kettle, right there, because nobody wants to argue with the unions, because the unions have done over the years some very good and very nice things. But that's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter how many nice things they've done or things like that. It doesn't matter. What matters is how they're affecting us in daily life. So that'll be coming up about 1:30. I wanted to vent a few things today. I got a lot of flack on my, of course, Facebook account. And any of you guys can go to Facebook, find Jeff Green, and you can see what you can get into on my page. I am a guy with a white jacket on with a saxophone in my hand. So I welcome you to my page. But the bottom line is I am getting a lot of people that are really upset. They keep posting these posts on my face page about Obama, sitting up and not getting respected because he's black and all of this other stuff. And I am really, 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 really not having a good time with that, you know, because just because somebody disagrees with somebody and it's their different color does not mean it's because of race. That is something the leftists put up so that you will buy it. They want you to buy it. And my situation is this. Nothing happening. Nothing happening at all. We're looking at some of the most strident changes in America in the last 50 years. Strident. And when I say that, I'm not saying that for any negative reason. It is what it is. And I'm just telling you, it has nothing to do with his race. Not at all. It has to do with things he's doing. And one of the things he's doing is he's imposing things through the EPA that are destroying businesses. And he's also trying to make sure that certain things are not happening that will keep businesses from going forward in America. So what we're saying is this. Look, Doc, we don't disagree with the presidency because somebody is black. I'm black. You can't see that, of course, but you probably can see it in my voice. I am an African American. I don't disagree with President Obama because he is black. That's foolishness. If Condoleezza Rice were to run for president, I would turn handsprings. Why? Because Condoleezza Rice is a very responsible, very well educated, very well world renowned leader who happens to be black, and she's more capable than maybe even the president that hired her. I would vote for Condoleezza Rice. If Mia Love was in the state of Ohio and she was running for governor or senator, I would vote for Mia Love. Why? Because she's absolutely capable. She has a level head and understands what it means to rule and reign. Not that you overshadow people or things like that, but that you make sure that everything's taken care of so you'll have an America to live in 20 years from now. That's the deal right there. So there'll be a America left. That's what we're talking about here. We go and have this fiscal cliff situation, and we get thrown over the cliff. And what do you have to show for being thrown over the cliff? You still have over $16 trillion in debt now, and they're asking you to raise the debt ceiling so they can borrow even more money. So, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we allowing in our nation? What are we allowing to happen? And we're just, side won. Yay! Obama beat Romney's behind. Yay! It's not a yay moment. It's not a yay moment. It's a very somber moment. And we are not in good shape as a result. Not in good shape. We're borrowing money to stay alive. We're borrowing money from nations that are not nations that are friends of ours. So what do? Where do we go? Why are we putting up with this, and why are we allowing the news media to tell us that we're racist because we disagree? And then we're going and cowering in the recesses of society because somebody called us racist. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm asking these questions. I'm hoping that I get some people that answer. I really do. And I'm hoping that somebody will give me a call. 330-781-9600 or 1-866-530-9766. If you think I'm full of it, I want you to call me. I want you to tell me that you think I'm crazy. I want to hear it. I really do. Because it's necessary for me to hear. It's necessary for me to hear from you. And you tell me, Jeff, you just are full of it, man. You are full of it, brother. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, I'm talking a little haltingly because we're trying to get this internet up. I'm trying to get it up through my phone so that we can talk to all our people and see what we can get done. But, you know, it may or may not work. It may work. I don't know. But we're going to get it done, and we're getting ready to go to commercial break here in about a minute and a half. But that's one of the things I wanted to be a little upset about. And I also want to be upset about some of the things that I'm hearing about the healthcare law. I'm really upset because my deductibles have doubled and my costs have gone up, and they're giving me less and less service for the money that I am giving. And guess what? The president said, if you have your health care coverage, you'll be able to keep it. As if it was going to be intact. Well, I'm sorry. I wish that I heard somebody out there that could talk to me about this, because I'm ticked off about it. I'm real upset because it's costing me more, because I'm a retiree. They don't want my wife to be on it. And I got issues. I got huge issues with it. So if everybody's happy with their health care the way it's forming out, then don't call. But if you're not happy, give me a call. 330-781-9600. Terrestrial Radio, WSOM 600 AM. Or on our internet or long distance line, 800-866-5309766. See you back in a minute.
Who's there for WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 at Bravo? Permission for taxi to take off runway 9 with information. Over.
Red Eye Flight 600, permission to taxi to runway 9 via Bravo to Charlie. Hold at the line. Over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 cleared for takeoff. Over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
It's not just an insult. It's breaking the links in the chain of one generation of Americans to the next. This is a little thing, and it's a huge thing. You keep adding drip, 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 and you keep knocking out these things that are cultural unifiers, and then we end up with a country that has no consensus on anything. We start to separate rather than unite. It's always bugged me, this idea that E Pluribus Unum is being turned on its head. Instead of out of many, one, it's really become out of one, many, and we keep subdividing.
This is the Valley's home for late night talk with Red Eye Radio. This is News Talk 600.
This is Father Andrew Grum of St. Michael's Orthodox Church inviting you to tune into my program, On Earth as in Heaven, every Saturday at noon here on AM 600 WSOM. Every Saturday I bring to you a powerful discussion of early Christianity, church history, ancient perspectives on Scripture, all from an Eastern Orthodox spirituality. This spirituality is historically documented as early Christian. So we will talk about many subjects of ancient wisdom. What is the church? How does the doctrine of the Holy Trinity influence your opinions on the truth? Why is St. Athanasius so much more important than Martin Luther? Tune in every Saturday at noon to listen for a half an hour of religious meanings to life that you may never have heard before, yet they have been known for 2,000 years. This is Father Andrew for On Earth as in Heaven, Saturdays at noon.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How is that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day? How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office... Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
America's Morning News. Wake up in the know every weekday morning.
Hi, Dana and John, tracking these stories for America's Morning News.
More churches criticize the president's gay marriage stance.
And is there major distrust between Barack Obama and Bill Clinton? Mitt Romney thinks so.
Those stories and plenty more on your next America's Morning News.
This is the Valley's home for America's Morning News. This is News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This is Henry Nemens, inviting you to shop Nemens IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemens IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemens Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemens IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemens IGA.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accept.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Okay, we are back. We are definitely back, and we are talking about what we want to talk about today. I am having problems with things out here today. The news media is still saying that it is bad because if you disagree with Obama, it's got to be because you're racially disagreeing. When I'm telling you that's not right. But I tell you what, I may have some control here. South Carolina, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Then you know what? I got this up and running. And our internet here at the studio is gone. So what I did was I got used my head a little bit, and I got in my phone and called up the show on the phone. And so now I can get my callers in. So you may call now at... Oh, man, what's the number here? 1-347-945-5229.
9229.
You got it, brother. What's going on, South Carolina?
wait a minute. Did I miss something? You're saying that if you don't agree with Obama, you're a racist?
Oh yeah, you're racist.
That was over with.
No. It's just starting because we have 4 more years. So we have 4 years of this to go. And then, again, we'll have another 400 years of it in arguments at family gatherings afterwards. You know that.
Well, what am I? I mean...
You're a racist. They call you out of turn because they call you Uncle Tom because, you know, Uncle Tom really was the good guy. Then I heard another talk show host call, well, you a Sambo then, you know.
A Sambo? Well, I must be Indian because for those that don't know and have not read literature, Sambo was a Indian character from Roger Kipling.
Oh, very, very interesting.
So, Little Black Sambo was a character that Roger Kipling had made up and wrote a book about, and he's not from Africa. He's from India.
Right, exactly.
So now I'm a Sambo.
You are a Sambo, yes.
So at what point do they accept responsibility for what they're doing? It can't be, you know, it's got to be racism all the time.
Oh, yeah, and here's the thing, though. The president and his people have done an excellent job at playing this out. You know, an excellent job at playing this out. And as you see it, you can't, you know, you're looking at them every time something happens, they're able to just make it look a certain way. And
like one off. Well, if you've got that many, you know, people in the news media on your side, you can spin it and spin it and spin it, and no matter how it smells, you can still make them come up smelling like a rose, you know, or convince people that it's rose.
Oh yeah, you sure can. You sure can. Hey, South, you may go out for a minute. I don't know if you go out. Just call back in a minute, because I think my main internet just came back up after I got all creative and things, you know.
Okay, no problem.
After I got all creative and things, so it's all good. We're gonna see what we can do here, and to get this together. I hate when I get here by myself. Always there's some kind of technological craziness that happens, you know. It just is crazy. But, you know, hey, that's the nature of the beast. Nature of the beast. But I had it beat for a minute. I had it beat. And so, wait a minute. Here we go. Yeah, I had it beat for a minute. South Carolina, are you there? Okay, just call back in. Just call back in. And we'll get this thing going. And we are back up and running on the internet, so you can give me a call at 1-347-945-5229. And we'll talk to you about what's on your mind, and that's a great, great, great relief. And I am so glad. Hey, computer guy in the chat room, we are up and running finally. We're back. And so... We had a glitch today and couldn't get in there, but now everything is working like it's supposed to. So I'll look for South Carolina to dial me back and make sure that I'm out of Blog Talk altogether on my phone, and we'll get going. But, hey, that's the other thing. Now, yesterday after our show, we discussed a lot of different things, and, of course, we had everybody, you know, all up in arms yesterday as well about some of the things that we were saying. And Stanley was real upset. He's our resident liberal. Stanley is guaranteed to be liberal. He's an atheist. he's all these things. I'm not against Stanley because he's those things. I welcome his view. But the only problem with his view is that Stanley will get to talking, and he won't stop. He just will not stop. And you have to shut him down because we like to keep the lines open here. So usually a radio station, one person will call in and you'll talk to him, and then, boom, you know, you're gone. And then you may remember something later that you want to say, and you can't say it. Well, here on Tracy and Friends, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, you can say it. You can. So that's what we're about here. And so anyway, that's why we asked you to give us a call, because we're not only just trying to have the dialogue, we're trying to make sure that people have an understanding of each other. I know that you can't get to the fact sometimes that even I, you know, as much as I've been able to accomplish here in the area, I'm pretty well known. Not everybody, of course, but I'm pretty well known in quite a few circles. I have a good name. At least I think I do, unless somebody's talking behind my back and I don't know it. But, yeah, I have a good name. But still, there'll be some people that when I pull into their establishment or they see me in their neighborhood, they might not want to see me. And it's okay. You know, you can feel like that, because I'm sure as I see people driving through my neighborhood, I see people I don't want there either. So, but the thing is don't have a preconceived notion of somebody and what they stand for, because that's not necessarily the truth. And that's what we do a lot of times. We get these preconceived notions of who's what and what they stand for, what they don't stand for. But anyway, now that we got this internet thing straightened around and we're back up and running, our chat room is back and going. We say hello to everybody once again. We were complaining, at least I was, about people saying that because if a white person disagrees with President Obama, he's racist. He's just a racist. If the House votes against him, they're racist. They're just plain racist. And it is not true. Not true at all. Now, I got a good reason to not like President Obama's policies. His health care policy has impacted my life, which I knew it would, but I was really ticked off that it did when I saw it. And that is, my deductibles have doubled. So if you don't know what a deductible is, if you didn't have health care, a deductible is how much they're going to pay or how much you have to pay before the insurance company starts paying. This is all written into this law. And so we're sitting up here all messed up because now the law is in effect. Supreme Court says it's good for whatever reason, but it's a tax increase. White House argued that it was, they had the ability to do this under a tax, and now that they're doing it, they want to say it's not a tax. But whatever, they're going to take it as they get it. So we're sitting up here with this situation. They've screwed up the whole system for the few people that were not covered. And now your situation is real, real messed up. And Stanley, I called you up. Wait a minute. Let's see.
Hey.
Stanley, I called you up.
Yeah, Jeff, I know. You're crazy.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you. You're crazy. I'm sorry. You're crazy.
What did I do now, Stanley?
You're saying one thing, but you're not applying what you're saying. You're making so many assumptions with President Obama. You just said something that goes. You said let's not make any assumption of people because that's not
beforehand.
Good to do.
Beforehand.
But you, when it comes to President Obama, you make so many assumptions. Look. He's gonna do this, and this is gonna happen with that.
Yep.
And this, please.
Yep. Yep.
It never does. Your assumptions.
Not because
a lot of your assumptions are wrong, Jeff.
None of them have been wrong, none of my assumptions
have been wrong, Jeff.
Nothing.
Go ahead, Jeff. He does not see, and I do not see United States the same way that you do. We have a different point of view.
I see.
He doesn't see it the way you do, and that's why we have elections. And a lot of
you have a lot of people.
American doesn't see it the way you do, Jeff.
Yeah, I know this, Stanley. I know this, Stanley, and I feel sorry for them that they don't see the truth. It's my turn because we're going to break now. So you get settled down, and we're gonna go to news break real quick, and we'll be back after a couple messages. And we finally got our internet straightened out. This is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. Me and the madman Stanley will be right back.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. An Austin Town woman was attacked in her home by two men who were reportedly looking for her boyfriend. The incident happened Friday night. One of the men who knocked open the door threatened the woman with a gun. The boyfriend then returned home, fired his gun, and the suspects fled on foot. Two men later showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, but it was not clear if they were the suspects. New and veteran state lawmakers are heading to Columbus to take their seats in Ohio's 130th General Assembly. Opening day ceremonies will be held today at the State House. The lawmakers' main focus will be passing a state spending blueprint for programs over the 2 years starting July 1st. Investigators are trying to figure out who may have killed up to 30 Canada geese and as many as 10 mallards. The animals were found dumped along the Chagrin River in northeast Ohio. Investigators found the birds last week. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Safelight Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
What makes Safelight different? Well, with Safelight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safelight.
This is the sound of your feet.
Ow.
All day.
Ow.
Every day.
Ow.
When your feet talk, it's best to listen.
Ow.
The solution? Cobbler's Corner, the area's original Red Wing dealer. Stop in now for special winter savings. Every pair of boots, casual shoes, walking and running shoes are specially priced. Cobbler's Corner prides itself with providing quality footwear at reasonable prices. They carry name brands like Red Wing, Timberland and Carhartt work boots, SAS comfort shoes, New Balance and Brooks walking and running shoes, Drew and Nayot casual shoes, and Red Wing and Ortheheel slippers. Visit Cobbler's Corner in the Village Plaza in Columbiana on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46. At Cobbler's Corner, you can turn the
ow
of your feet into
ah.
Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM. Or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey. Here I am again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. We are talking to you about what's on your mind and giving you a piece of what's on our own mind. Call in and voice your view. We want to hear what you got, what you think. I have my resident liberal on, the liberal one, from Liberal 41 from New York. And he is always true to his liberal leanings. And here he is again. Stanley.
Yes, yeah.
You were going off on me about saying things that weren't true about Obama. First of all, I'm not saying anything to you that he's doing because he's black.
No.
Well, that's the point. That's the point I was making with the don't preconceive people and their and their ways. That's where I was leading with that. Not that.
But Jeff, by the same token, it's the only president since a long time that I hear a lot. We call so many people doesn't agree with him. Call it Marxist, socialist, communist.
He is.
He's not.
He is too.
Agree with your social. He's not a Marxist. That's labeling somebody. You don't know somebody. You don't label somebody.
No, you don't have to know somebody to see what
they're. You don't know their intent. You're basically going.
Oh yeah, you do know. Wait. How do you know somebody's intent?
Well, I assume that somebody's intent is good. I think that his president.
No. You can never.
His intent is good.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can never.
If you think that he's bad, then we have a problem.
Listen. Yes, I think he's not. Not only do I think he's bad, I think he's wicked.
So we have a problem.
Okay, but listen to me, Stanley. You can absolutely say what somebody's intent is if they tell you. That's the reason. If you read his books, you would understand. Okay, so when he tells you in his books that he thinks that the United States system has to be torn down and restructured and brought back up.
Okay.
When he tells you that the Constitution is a troubled document and fraught with inconsistencies.
Okay, and a lot of people agree with him with that.
Well, evidently, but they're foolish because
they're not foolish.
Can I finish?
Jeff, you made an assumption. You made an assumption because you don't agree with somebody instead of listening to the other person, instead of listening to what he believes.
He's
you make
taking
an
listen,
oh,
listen, Stan.
I think it's foolish. That's your belief. If you believe that it's foolish, go ahead, believe it's foolish. You don't know what he's thinking. You don't know why he's thinking that way, and you don't take any verbal sense. You just dismiss people like that. That's not how democracy is. You got to listen to other people's point of view. You don't have the almighty point of view of Jeff.
Okay, can you listen now?
Go ahead.
Okay, now, I say it again. He's a Marxist socialist. He tells you he's a Marxist socialist. He tells you that's who he was raised by, his own mother, his stepfather, all of these things. And look, read his book. You said you read it. Now, he said that's who he hung out with in high school.
Yeah.
That's what his mentor was as he was going through college years, high school years and college years, was the Marxist socialist, the radicals. Let me finish. I'm not done.
Wait. Does that mean that that person is that?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Jeff, let me give you a perfect example. If me as a black man hangs out with people who are criminal, who are bad people, does that mean that I'm a criminal?
Yes.
No, it doesn't mean that I'm a criminal. I could be hanging out with people who are criminal,
Stanley.
By the same token, in a very respectable person, but those people that I hang out with are great friends, and they're doing criminal things.
Okay,
Stanley. But at some point, they're going to commit a crime. You're going to know about it, and if the police find out about it, you are a criminal because you are an accessory. After the fact,
If I do the crime with them,
No. If you cover it up, if you cover up the crime, help them get away.
That would not be the case. So going back to your example, not because this person hanged out with all those people, that means he is who you are. You're defining people. You're labeling people. That's what we have a problem.
Okay. Hold on. 334.
You go for every person.
Stanley! 334, you're on there.
Lord have mercy. Stanley, don't stop, dude. But anyway. I just wanted to call and just gloat a little bit about that. How about that Alabama?
Oh, man. A little old man came to one of my gigs one day, and he was saying, who's going to win this year? I said, Alabama. He said, "You're right. You're right." And he called me and said, "You're right, boy."
They put it in last
Crimson
night, though.
Tide. Crimson Tide. They're rolling on.
You ought to stay acting the fool down here in Alabama.
Oh,
they ought to be.
They ought to be. Because that, but I called this like a month ago, a little over a month ago, because them boys is bad. No doubt about it. You got it, Alabama.
I don't have that much charge on my phone right now, as I kind of talked it up this morning. But I do think that objectively speaking, that could be true what Stanley's saying. However, his actions, when he was going into the White House, that would have made that argument was more valid. But now, seeing as how he's done the things he's done and the words he's uttered, then you have to, it's kind of like saying, "Hey, I've been dating you for 2 years and I still don't know who you are."
Right.
You know him intimately. We know this man intimately. We know who he is. We know what he's about. And I feel as though...
Wait. Let me go back to what you're saying. How do you know him intimately? You could be with somebody...
When I say intimately, you asked me a question. When I say intimately, you have to look at a person's action.
Okay.
You know, and you can sit up here and you can... If I say I'm a dope boy... And you want to try to argue, no, he's a businessman, and you keep seeing me moving keys, then you're like, well, dang, he a dope boy. I mean, you can't argue with this guy. Hold on, Stanley. You have made arguments on this show plenty of times about we're already in socialism and stuff like that. This guy, whether you want to admit it or not, is pro-socialism, regardless of the fact, by your own argument, you have made plenty of occasions that America is not a pure capitalistic society. So he's more about big government. He's a big government guy. Now, that by definition to me is socialism. So I think you kind of just, sometimes you just argue just to be doing it, man. Don't run your blood pressure up like that.
He has a different vision of America than you do. And, and we had an election because of that. Like you said, election has consequences. We had an election because we were.
You're right. Stanley, you're right. That's why I feel as though over the next few years with all of these new tax things that are coming in and more tax regulation is only, and we're hiring more and more IRS people and businesses are going to, and somehow we think that businesses are going to flourish the more and more IRS comes out. Because there's a difference between a guy that has $10 million and a guy that has $10 billion. And people don't understand it. And I think that the people that got $10 billion, they aren't playing by the same rules. And so it's kind of like you still playing checkers defending this guy. That's why I like when Alex Jones last night, he ate Pierce Moore, whatever that guy, and he ate his lunch. I love because it's like people call conspiracy theorists. Say what? Stanley, what you say?
No, you keep talking. I'm muting his mic because he refuses to listen to what you say. Go ahead.
Well, people call Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist, and one of the things, I don't agree with everything the guy said, but I mean, he was on point last night with Pierce Morgan. I mean, I love, that's how I would have did it. I wouldn't have got on there and let him got a word out edgewise. He overtalked him. He got his points out. He started talking about the globalists, the economy. He started talking about the
Federal
Reserve.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
He went in, and people were just like, people were applauding him. That lets you know right there that there's something else controlling the media, something else controlling our Federal Reserve. It's all a puppet game. And I feel like we play checkers by getting on here defending Barack Obama. Barack Obama is, truly, he's more socialist to me than the other candidates were, but at the end of the day, they're all in the same boat. Mitt Romney was by far pretty much Barack Obama, give or take on a few issues, and look what happened.
Exactly, and that's the
folly. They're blaming the conservatives, so it's like, just along for the ride. It's whoever, I mean, they're just along for the ride right now, so it's like right now, I think the game is being played, and I think you got to play chess. You got to think ahead of the game. You can't
They better if they really intend to change anything. And Stanley, you're back up. Hold on. I'm not done. I'm going to say something here now. Okay.
All right,
man. Call back when you can. We'll talk to you. The bottom line is that, when a man tells you who he is and he does the things that Marxist socialists do, especially like what's getting ready to happen, where he's going to go after as much gun control as he possibly can, which is the most asinine, foolish notion, because it's not going to work for the good people. Just like health care is not going to work for the good people. It's going to work for the people who refuse to be part of society and work things out. Not all people are in that position. Some people cannot. Some people are disabled. And we in America take care of those people. And we should.
Jeff,
and we should. Yes.
Jeff, uh-huh. You just made another assumption just in 5 seconds.
What assumption?
You just made an assumption. You said he's going to do the law. You don't know what the president's going to do as law for the gun.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Wait, Jeff. So you have the special power to knowing what's going to happen with the law.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a power that he never talked. He said, what did he say? Did he come with a law right now? Do you have a special news that nobody knows?
Stanley, it's in his writing.
So what is in his writing? That doesn't make it true. It's so
yes,
I can write
it
about
does. This is,
that doesn't mean
see,
you know me. That doesn't mean you
South,
know the person how he is.
South, you're there
no,
when
so
if
so you
want to talk.
Just on the right.
Stanley's in denial. He's in denial.
He's in total denial because he's sitting up there. Just because somebody wrote this doesn't mean that that's what they agree with. This is craziness. This is insanity, and I have to agree with Michael Savage. I think he's crazy, but I like him anyway. And Michael Savage says liberalism is a mental disease, and it is.
Conservatism is a mental disease. That's all the bad things that's going to happen.
Conservatives? No, that's
also.
Not. That's
it's
not.
That, that
okay.
Happen.
That's not what it is, but
yes,
I...
Yes, it is. You just said it in 5 seconds.
No.
You said that
listen,
President
Stanley.
Obama is going to do laws that's going to do something in guns. You don't know what
Stanley.
He did. President Obama did for the guns.
He's going... Listen to me. Now, when
what
it happens,
do?
I want you to call me and apologize. He's
well,
going... This is what he's going to do. This is what he's... Stanley,
wait,
this is what he's going to do.
Jeff. I want
I'm not,
you to
this is my show. Okay, this is my show, though. So
yes,
now either you're going to listen and then you respond to what I say or not. I'm telling you, he's going
okay.
after the large clip guns, number one. He's going to go after make you have to register whatever you buy, number
okay.
two. And he's going to make it hard for the law-abiding citizen to get guns.
Okay.
Why
can I
is he doing
it?
Wait a minute, I'm not done.
Okay.
This is my whole question. Why do you think he wants to roll back and do gun control? What reason on this earth is that going to stop what's going on in this country?
Okay, can I respond?
I'm waiting for you now.
Okay, I want to respond. First of all, you're making an assumption that he's going to do all that. He didn't
yeah.
do it now. He basically said to Joe Biden, we're going to have to find a solution because I don't want those killings to continue. He made a statement that he wants to stop that. That's the only thing he said. He didn't say it was going to be against the Second Amendment. He didn't say that he was going to turn it out. He didn't say that he was going to not allow people to have guns. He just said what a lot of Americans feel. We got to stop this and we got to find a way to stop it. Now, I want you to apologize, Jeff, if he doesn't do any of those things. Because make a lot of assumptions like a conservative you do.
Okay. I will apologize if I'm incorrect, Stanley. I guarantee you I will. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to have to apologize because I know what they do. And they,
yes, you are.
Listen.
The law office
of
the
right back.
We focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate
estate planning made simple.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
On the two-year anniversary of the shooting in Tucson, they plan to do something about it, working with politicians to take high-powered gun lobbyists head-on. They hope to engage the nation in a real discussion about preventing gun violence.
When it can happen to children in a classroom, it's time to say,
enough.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The CDC says 23,000 women and girls die each year because of binge drinking.
Although binge drinking is even more of a problem among men and boys, binge drinking is an important and under-recognized women's health issue. And
Director Thomas Frieden says one reason may be because women metabolize alcohol differently than men. Insurance giant AIG, back on its feet thanks to a big government bailout, now may sue Uncle Sam.
The lawsuit's already been filed by shareholders who say the bailout deprived them of tens of billions of dollars and violated the Constitution by taking private property for public use without proper compensation. The New York Times reports AIG is now considering joining that suit, even as it's running an ad campaign that says, "Thank you, America, for rescuing the company during the financial crisis."
ABC Scott Goldberg. This is ABC News.
Your boss wouldn't steal a computer from a store, but your boss may have installed software illegally on company computers. This isn't just wrong. It's illegal. BSA, the Software Alliance, is offering cash rewards for qualifying software piracy leads. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy confidentially. Go online at inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. It's never been easier to report software piracy. Inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
A high-tech fork is serving up plenty of food for thought to spectators at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. ABC's Karen Chase has the story.
Are you smarter than your fork? Maybe not. A new Bluetooth-enabled smart fork due to debut this spring boasts the ability to help you lose weight by tracking how many bites you take and how quickly you eat. Overdo it, and the happy fork gets unhappy. Its handle vibrates, and sensors on the end light up, letting you know it's time to slow down. The price is $99, but it comes with an app to help you track your progress. And soon, it'll have a companion. A happy spoon is now in development. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Residents of the Jersey Shore are still returning home in only a trickle 9 weeks after Superstorm Sandy. One couple who did return this week says aside from some caked-on mud on the outside, their home in Normandy Beach was fine. They may even go to the beach today because it's supposed to be 50 degrees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free traffic. It can help you avoid traffic bottlenecks and construction delays so you can keep moving and relax. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this! Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
There's no better messenger than Clinton in the party. And second, that Obama needs Clinton. You know, especially Obama's kind of arrogant and egotistical. This is not easy for him, for the anointed one.
This is the Bally's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Mark, quit calling me Tracy. I am not Tracy. Quit calling me that, man. Man, you're going to have some problems. We're going to have to have words together, my brother. Anyway, how you all doing out there? Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair. Tracy will be back in a few minutes. Three shakes of a lamb's tail. But she's taking care of business like she always does. Tracy's a busy person. I want you guys to do pray for her because she's doing monumental work, and as there are a lot of people, but this is the show, so we're highlighting her right now. Monumental work in trying to free up people's minds from the government control, period. It's just too much what we're dealing with. Free your mind and be independent. I said a thing in my Facebook the other day and said that every time that somebody, especially African Americans, try to be economically independent, the left attacked and killed them. Right after slavery, blacks were entering the middle class and being elected to office, national office and local office, and guess what was happening? You had the Klan and the Jim Crow laws and the black codes, and many African American freed slaves were killed. Fast forward through them still fighting for their liberties, and we go to where in 1923, was it? Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Blacks were getting free, and they were getting independent of systems. Once again, the racist whites attacked and bombed that city and destroyed all those black businesses and all that black wealth and scattered it across. Well, instead of the black clothes and the Jim Crows today, you have the Democrat Party. And what does the Democrat Party do? Well, it does it the same thing in a different way. It doesn't develop your neighborhood, help you develop your neighborhood so that you can have wealth for yourself. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to remain on a system, and if you need assistance, you get paid peanuts on a welfare, on unemployment, or something like that. And you get that money, and you don't get to do anything else. You never get to get ahead, really. Some people do. Some people do. But anyway, wait a minute. What are you saying, Magala Day? Last I checked, Jim Crow laws were not left or right. You are absolutely mistaken, sir or ma'am. Jim Crow was specifically created by the Southern Democrats. That's historical fact. Historical fact. So whether they were conservatives or liberals, I don't care. I'm just looking at who did it and then drew back the hand. And today they're doing the same thing, only in different methods.
Yeah, and Republicans.
So once again, you guys on the left are incorrect and not right about that at all. Always.
Hey, Jeff. Here we go with Jeff.
Hey, Sal, go ahead.
Oh, great. You're going to say something. Hold on. I'm going to come back.
All right. No, don't tell me that. I wasn't going to say it was just the Democrats, but it was. And they do it again right now. They're doing it again. Local call, you're on air. Yes, Steve.
I miss a certain person, and I
haven't heard. Well, they ain't on, and pray for them.
Maybe I can give a shout.
She ain't living. She ain't listening. She's on another show. Mm-hmm. You got something to say?
No, I'm sorry that she's not on.
Well, she's not, so I ain't playing with you on this, Steve.
Okay.
Once again, everybody, and you can hang up so I can get somebody else on.
No, well, Jeff, I didn't totally hear your topic because I was busy talking.
Well, then you need to sit back and listen and then get back on because I can't go back over it like that.
Well, maybe, Jeff. I you're a guy who seem like you're well-versed in the Bible and stuff. And, you know, we have to understand who's behind all the suffering and the injustice.
Well, we understand that clearly, but here's the thing, Doc. It doesn't matter who's behind it and who's not behind it. If you allow it to happen, it's going to happen. The Bible is very clear that the people of God can stop things from happening in the earth, and that's what they do. So we will deal with that another time. In the chat room, I wasn't going to go and deal with that a certain way. I wasn't trying to attack people today, but hey, look, your social programs are nothing but keeping people in a certain class and keeping them voting for you that gave them those programs because that's all they know. Because they're feeding you. And as they feed you, you vote for them. This last election, the election having consequences, my friend Stanley, he was on the line here, I will deal with him in this way. When you have to take vans and go into cities and force people to get on them to go vote, that was not the people's choice. When you have to promise them a dinner, that is not the people's choice. they responded to the same things that many others respond to, is getting things. They didn't vote of a true heart. And where you'll find that out is wait till the primaries this year and see whether all those people that voted for Barack Obama come out and vote for him again. And by the way, he got $9 million less votes this time than he did the other time. So what does that tell you? Elections have consequences, people.
Here we go again, Jeff.
Uh-huh. You got the floor.
No, no. You're still debating this. And I'm telling you, America's changing. We're not following your way of doing this.
America's
thing.
Not changing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
it
not.
It is changing. It is.
No, Stanley, let me tell you this. How did he get 9 million less votes this time than he did last time and still win?
Because there was less people voting? Because not everybody thinks the vote is important?
They got all of the vote ain't important people. They put them on vans and took them into inner cities to vote. And they gave them little sheets of paper and tell them, you vote for all of these and all the levies.
Jeff, you lost.
You know that's what they do, don't
get
you?
Get over it, Jeff.
No, Stanley, no. I'm not going to get over it.
You
I'm not going to get over it, Stanley.
Jeff,
you know why?
You lost.
No, Stanley, I'm not going to get over it.
Don't get over it.
And you know why I'm not going to get over it?
Go ahead.
Because this is my country, too. And I'm going to fight for it as much as I possibly can.
But you lost the election. What are you going to keep on?
It doesn't matter whether I lost the election.
So it's next time you lose the election, and I want it guys that bad in 2 years. You're going to lose again. And you're going to lose again.
Stanley? Stanley.
Again.
As long as I have breath, I keep fighting.
Okay, you can keep on fighting. But maybe you're fighting the wrong way. Maybe you're not fighting the good message. Maybe you're not.
Hello?
South Carolina, go ahead. And then 205, you'll be up.
I wrote something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't sent it out. I'm going to send it to you. But to break it down, what I said was, you know, we were as a people in our mindset freer under Jim Crow than we are today.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people won't understand what I'm saying when I say that. But we were more independent. We were freer, free thinking. We were dependent upon ourselves and not dependent upon the government. And we were just uninhibited back then. Now we just walk lockstep and it doesn't make any sense.
We've been baited. Because the people that are on the bottom have been seduced by the teaching of the liberal, and I say the white liberal, and I don't mean that in just the racial terms. I mean it in a number of different ways. But that's what has happened. Wait a minute, South. Hold on. 205, you're on the air, and then local caller, you'll be next.
And I don't hear enough about this. But I don't think that most people realize how really serious our financial situation is in this country.
No.
Whether you're conservative or liberal, I'm at a point now where I feel that we're past the point of no return. I don't think people realize how deep the cuts would need to be to fix it or how high the taxes really would have to be to fix it. Even if you take who we call rich and just take all of their money, just take it all, take their savings, sell off their land, just take everything and put it on the deficit and the debt, we would still be in the red. And I don't see that people realize that. And how are we supposed to fix it? And I think that if all of a sudden, if by some chance, we had to make some deep cuts, and I think that day is coming sometime in the future, the people on the bottom are going to be the ones that suffer. If you are in a position for whatever reason, and you have to depend on your income coming from the government, and you're not providing a service for that income, you're going to be in trouble. And, I mean, it's not that, I deserve. The money's just not going to be there. And so I think that you need to really, people need to think about that. Really think about their situation in this country right now.
The thing is just they aren't trying to think about the money owed by this government. They could care less because to them, you say $16 trillion, and that's like saying, let's go to the store and get some ice cream because they have no idea what you're talking about. And
exactly.
That's, they don't think that this is going to cause the country to fall. And the people on the left that really believe, they're really left believers, they are hugely mistaken. Hugely.
Yeah.
And it is not right, you know, for them to be able to do what they did to win this election. If you look at the outlay, the people in the country voted against this situation. But all the very high inner city levels where they have all these people in them that they keep in their state of being went out and voted. Whether they went out and voted because somebody got a route up, because I'm going to put you all back in chains.
Here we go again with Jeff and his assistant.
Just hold on, Stanley. Jeff, it ain't your time. It's not your turn, Stanley. Okay. Okay, local caller, you're on air.
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, this is Steve, and I wanted to address what South Carolina was talking about. He was saying that with Jim Crow, we were free-thinking people. I mean, in some ways, I agree on some things he said because we were more united as a people through Jim Crow.
Yep.
But if government didn't step in and help us, we wouldn't have total equality because that was the point of Martin Luther King and the NAACP and all those.
I'm going to go to a break right now, and then we're going to come back and redesign. But I'll say it like this, Doc. That you're still not fully equal in this country by a lot of people's standards. And the more that you depend on the government to make you equal, when if you were economically independent, you wouldn't have to make anybody make you. Just let me finish because we're going to break right now.
Sorry.
It wouldn't make a difference. Your skin color wouldn't make a difference because you could go buy what you wanted to buy. The system is a nondescript system. It's open to whoever will work it. We refuse. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff and Airchair. Be right back.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
For WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 at Bravo, permission for taxi to take off runway 9 with information, over.
Red Eye Flight 600, permission to taxi to runway 9 via Bravo to Charlie, hold at the line, over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600, over.
WSOM Red Eye Flight 600, cleared for takeoff, over.
Roger, Red Eye Flight 600, over.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I stumbled upon your show recently. I find it very entertaining.
I appreciate it, sir. And by the way, most people stumble into the show. Very few people actually seek it out. They stumble into the show. By the way, another thing, too, over the years, I can't tell you the number of times that someone has told me that they found the show because they had to pee. They got up in the middle of the night to pee, and they turned on the radio, and there I was. And I said, so urine has brought us together.
This is the Valley's home for late night talk with Red Eye Radio. This is News Talk 600.
Who's there for WSOM Red Eye Flight?
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath?
wheezing, or coughing. Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. An Austintown woman was attacked in her home by two men who were reportedly looking for her boyfriend. The incident happened Friday night. One of the men who knocked open the door threatened the woman with a gun. The boyfriend then returned home, fired his gun, and the suspects fled on foot. Two men later showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, but it was not clear if they were the suspects. New and veteran state lawmakers are heading to Columbus to take their seats in Ohio's 130th General Assembly. Opening day ceremonies will be held today at the State House. The lawmakers' main focus will be passing a state spending blueprint for programs over the 2 years starting July 1st. Investigators are trying to figure out who may have killed up to 30 Canada geese and as many as 10 mallards. The animals were found dumped along the Chagrin River in northeast Ohio. Investigators found the birds last week. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is 28 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSLM. The number is 347-945-5229. It's Tuesday. I want to thank Jeff for coming in and starting the show for me and getting it up and going so that I can go out and run the streets and act crazy. What, Jeff?
You're crazy. You are crazy.
You know, I'm out there.
Look, Tracy's certifiable, y'all. I'm just letting you know.
I know. Well,
that's
yeah,
my girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's my girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought you knew.
Hey.
I thought y'all knew. I am.
I don't let her get nowhere near guns either.
No. No. Just say no. Guns are not, that's not good for me. Guns are not good. Tomorrow we're going to have a good show talking about some other things, talking about energy and some of the things that are happening in the future. And on Thursday, we have Dr. Brandy with Turning Point. And also we have Doris from Fit Family. I'll be weighing in on this evening, and hopefully I will have accomplished a somewhat of a goal going down, and I'm looking forward to that. This is my month of consecration, And so I'm trying to get all that done. And so what are you saying, Jeff?
I forgot what I was going to say
okay.
now.
And we're going to pull these calls that are here. I'm waiting for a gentleman to call in. His name is Mr. Dunn. He's going to be talking to us about some things that are going on, you know, in the state and with Allied Waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have him. He's going to come in. I want you guys to stay on the line with us as we do this conversation. And I'm going to pull up local call. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you, darling?
Oh, good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you also.
I forgot to tell Jeff Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
Nice to you, my friend.
Ms. Tracy, the one lady was mentioning about many of us who are on, I guess, fixed income do not understand about the $16 trillion that I understand. I understand that if they don't do anything about the debt and the deficit, that it could be fatal for this country. Although I also understand, and I guess that's why the government is trying to take in revenue, but the key part about it, they need to cut taxes. I mean, they need to cut...
Spending. Which
and
they did.
As the one lady said, it may affect us who are, you know, who are getting programs from the government. And it is, and it very well could. But if, you know, that's where it goes back, if we don't put our reliance on our Creator, and He tells us that those things are going to happen in the future. And if we don't have faith.
Faith in who?
In God,
faith to do
things,
what?
You know, when those things do occur, He will help. I mean, that's what we're going to have to do if that does happen, because I do believe that is going to happen in the future.
I think my general manager from Allied Waste is on with me, so hold up. But faith in God is one thing. But we have to, faith without works is dead. Sometimes you have to take self-control because fruits of the Spirit cause you to have controls. And runaway spending and not being responsible for what you're doing, you have to take ownership of it, whether it be you independently or you as a nation. And right now, the nation as well as people personally are run amok. And we're going to have to say, you know what, we've gone too far and we're going to have to make change. I don't care what it is. But it takes control, and what's right now, everyone is out of control. Hold on. Mr. Dunn, is that you?
Yes, I'm on.
Hi, Mr. Dunn, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm doing well, and welcome to Tracy and Friends. I'm glad to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Tell my listening audience who you are and what is going on over at Allied Waste.
Douglas Dunn. I'm the general manager for Allied Waste, both the hauling company and Carbon Limestone Landfill. As of the end of October, our union contract with Teamsters 377 has expired. We're currently working through the negotiation process, and you know we're confident we're going to reach an agreement. A lot of the non-economic issues have been resolved. We have tentative agreements on most of those items. The sticking point going forward is on the economic proposal, where we as a company are proposing to withdraw from Central States Pension Fund.
And what does that mean when you talk about the Central States Pension Fund? Explain that a little bit to us.
Central States Pension Fund is a fund that has been in critical status for quite some time, which critical status is, I believe that figure to be, when a fund is roughly 60% underfunded, it reaches critical status. All members are made aware of this year after year after year. Thomas Nyan, who is the administrator of the Central States Pension Fund, went to Congress in 2010 asking for some help to stabilize this fund, which he was denied. He testified before Congress by the year 2023, the fund is going to be insolvent. So our goal during this contract negotiation is to provide a safer type of retirement opportunity, which would be the company 401k plan, same exact plan that I'm in. You know, back 20 years ago, when the fund was, you know, in a healthy status, it would be four employees paying into the fund to take care of one retiree. Today, it's just the opposite. So for every contribution I make on behalf of my employees, they're getting 20 cents to the dollar.
This seems to be a common thread, not just with you, but with a lot of companies and a lot of public employees. Tell me, what do we as Americans and what do we as citizens have to do to become more responsible for that which for preparing for our future?
I guess, first of all, in this scenario, I would think that the question should have been asked before now on what the Teamsters were going to do to revitalize this fund. So when our people get to that age where they're looking forward to spending time abroad or with their family and having that stability, you know, that we probably shouldn't have waited so long for someone to raise that question.
So here we have another situation of procrastination.
I think so. I mean, in 2010, when these conversations were being had with Congress, you know, one of the two things that was asked, what needs to be done to stabilize this plan, one was to not lose any membership, and two, you know, there needed to be a return on investment, I think, of 10% each and every year. Well, since those conversations have taken place, the Teamsters allowed our competitor, Waste Management, to withdraw from the fund. They also allowed UPS to withdraw from the fund, and that was roughly $800 million a year contributed by UPS.
Wow.
We have all these members withdrawing from the fund. You know, it was already problematic enough until the issue with Hostess. You know, once Hostess went bankrupt, shut down, they owed $11.8 million to the fund just in contributions that they were to be paying in. That doesn't cover the expense of withdrawing from the fund. I mean, if we were to reach an agreement today and withdraw from Central States, we would be looking at $130 to $160 million we would have to pay just to withdraw from the fund. That doesn't include the monies we're proposing to put into 401ks on behalf of our employees.
How often does this contract come up?
The last contract was a 3-year. It varies between 3 and 5. You know, we're trying for a 5-year this go around.
How long? What do we have to do? Because, you know, we have the bargaining table, then we have your employees, and most of them are not sitting there. They're just waiting to vote so it can be ratified.
That's correct.
And a lot of times when you're in negotiation, your employees really don't know what's being put on the table and or the open situation of the company as well as what their bargaining unit is asking for.
I think you're 100% accurate.
How do we begin to open up this communication? I mean, we have so much technology now. There should be no reason why the people who have to vote on the ratifying of these contracts are not informed during the process of the contracts so that they know where the company is, where the company lies, because if the company and or the pension becomes insolvent, then no one gets paid. Everybody's broke.
That's correct. Now, you know, there is the pension benefit Guarantee Corp, PBGC.
But see, that we can't continue to we keep on leaning into that. You know, General Motors is leaning into that. The steelworkers are leaning. You can only lean into something that has no money when the government has no money for so long until they have no money.
You're right. They're, you know, currently today, I think it would be at the 20 cents on the dollar number is what someone might get from the guarantee. I mean, it's not going to be there either.
And see, I have a problem. We keep on going. We play a shell game. So we have our money in one fund, and we keep on robbing that fund to pay the other fund, and then we go to the other fund hoping it'll pay the other fund. And pretty soon we're going to run out of funds. And I don't think the average American worker, including the ones that work on the trucks out there for you, really know what's going on within the constraints of a business.
I would agree with you. You know, we're more than open with the information that we can give out. You know, we'd love to sit down and have a meeting with all of our folks and, you know, explain the situation. You know, we're not asking for that money that's in the Central States Fund. I mean, that is still their money, and if the fund survives, then they'll have two outlets to, you know, for drawing their retirement. We're not asking for that money. You know, we've proposed that based on certain years of service, employee age, you know, some of our people would get $50,000 put into their 401k literally overnight once we reach an agreement. So, you know, we're doing everything we can on our end. You know, it's been said that we're pushing this to save money. It's quite the opposite. I mean, we're going to take a pretty significant financial hit up front to do that. The $160 million to get out, the $50,000 per X amount of employees, all the way down to $1,000, depending on how long they've been with the company.
Now, let me ask you, cost of doing business. Because, you know, we go out to, and I see you pick up my trash, and I see you doing what you do in the recycling bin, and I see the trucks moving. But the cost of doing business, how much has it increased over the last 3 to 5 years since the last contract?
You know, I don't have that information in front of me, but, you know, everything goes up from the benefits that we, you know, pay for our employees, our wages go up every year, fuel, insurance, you know, it's just like your household, it's just a larger scale.
And then you guys have a lot of regulations and requirements that you have to actually be beholden to, am I correct?
Absolutely, and also we have a lot of competition, right? We are the only union trash hauling company in the area. So we have that too, as we try to stay competitive and have these additional costs that maybe, you know, a non-union company wouldn't be faced with.
Now, what do you want my listening audience to really glean from this conversation? What do you want them to know?
You know, I guess I'm hoping that my own employees are listening to your show today. I need them to definitely get involved and know where the fund is headed. I mean, like you said, technology, you can go on the Internet and research Central States Pension, and it's the same on every page that you read. You know, I'm confident. I'm going back into negotiations yet today, so I'm confident that we're going to be able to reach an agreement. We've had a great relationship and still have, you know, that same relationship with the Teamsters. You know, and that's because, one, we treat our people fairly. We pay them extremely well for what they do. We appreciate what they do. I just need to make sure, you know, that everybody is fully aware of what's going on with the plan when they eventually cast that vote.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229, and if you want to call locally, you can. The number is 330-781-9600 if you have any conversation or questions for Mr. Dunn from Allied Waste. Please call in, and he'll be here for a few more minutes. I do have one question for you, because are you the contract for the city of Youngstown?
We are not.
Okay.
We have held it in the past, but we currently do not have that contract.
Well, maybe you can answer the question for me, because it might just be based on the company that we actually use in the city, or it may just be universal. Why is it they only pick up trash on one side of the street at a time instead of doing both sides at one time?
Pretty much that, you know, when the residential front load equipment came out, it's much safer. The driver doesn't have to go to the back of the truck, and now to, you know, go across the street, pull that material across when it's far less productive, and it puts you in the travel path of vehicles. So it's primarily safety, and it's far more efficient to loop a street, you know, doing one side at a time.
Okay, I'll let you slide with that one, because I just can't figure it out. You know, if I miss my trash man on one side, I got to run across the street and try to catch it on the other side. And I'm like, why don't they just do on both sides at the same time? What, yeah.
It is safety. You'd be astounded at how many people get hit in the road.
Right. If you have to cross the road, you get hit.
Listen, let me explain to you. It's not like, it, you know, at the crack of dawn, there's a lot of traffic going down my street.
It's enough.
Enough?
Yeah, all it takes is sort of got to.
It all takes. Yeah. All right, I'll let y'all slide with that. It was a good answer.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know because I was like, I just didn't understand why they couldn't, you know, why had the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Why couldn't they just do both? You have any questions, Jeff?
Well, the thing is I'd like to. My goodness. Sorry
so
about that.
Like to what?
Nothing, because I have to get this.
Jeez, oh man.
The situation is that I think that these things are planned. I don't think that this is a situation where somebody just slighted you, you know, by mistake. I think that this is truly where they want things to go. So that
what do you mean?
Their fund is in trouble.
Right.
Okay, their fund is in trouble where people have been paying into that fund for years and years and years. Am I correct?
That would be correct.
Yeah, so now they've been doing this for years. Now all of a sudden their security is threatened. Who has to step in to do something about it? The good old U.S. of A.
Which makes us dependent back on the system again.
One more time, you're going to have another set of people that are dependent on a system and very hard to get off of. And the thing is that they've done this over the years. This is not an overnight way that they've been doing. I think that they have calculated these things over like the past 20, 30 years, that the bottom would fall out at these times, especially when you get challenged with anything economically.
So you think that's why we haven't been pro? Because, I mean, and Mr. Dunn, you have to understand, we're pretty intense here. I don't know if
yeah,
I told
we,
you
we
that.
Just,
you know, I don't, you know, we know that, you know, it's like with Social Security, we know that the fund is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the, you know, the economy is in trouble. We know that your fund is in trouble. You knew that a while back, and instead of us actually fixing it and making it solvent and giving it growth, we tend to let things slide, and we continue to do that. And then we get into a crisis mode and then tell you to deal with it. And see, it's going to come back and slap you as the employer than actually
right.
slapping someone else.
They'll
because
make
people,
him a,
because
yeah.
people don't know, really understand that it's really not the employer's fault at all times.
Right.
No, not at all.
And the union probably is not trying to hear that either. Am I correct?
That's correct. But I mean, the numbers don't lie. 213 retirees drawn from the fund, and 67,000 active members.
Woo!
Wow.
So as membership declines, it's going to continue to get worse. If you're the last company standing and you have to take care of all the retirees, you're more than likely going to shut down.
That's just not good. That's not a good
no.
way to. I mean, you can't continue to run a business that way.
No, you cannot.
And that's a problem. And to my listening audience, you know, this is a local issue, but it's a state issue, but it's actually a national issue. We are going to have to quit digging a hole and trying to find water when you know that there's no water underneath the hole that you're digging.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, yes, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing fine. There's one person want to say hello to the guest. Happy New Year to him. But I've got a question that's floating around in my head here. I don't know if he handles the finance or the payroll part of it, but if he's got an employee that's making say $30,000 a year. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Approximately, what is the cost to the company for a $30,000 employee?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that an average salary here is $50,000.
Okay. Wait a minute. I got a question. Is that for the people picking up the trash?
It is.
Can I get a job?
We want in.
Because one time it was not a good job to do the trash pickup. But can I get a job? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the accounting side of things is not what I do. I have a controller here, you know. But we do contribute a large amount in the retirement as well as the health and welfare. So I think it's somewhere in upwards of 55%.
Wow. Wow. It costs to hire.
Oh, my God.
There's a cost. And those of us who are employed, we need to understand your $10, $20, $50, you know, whatever your hourly rate is, that is not what your employee is paying.
No, no.
And if you look, and when you look at retirement 401k pensions and your security and safety and all the things that go with it, you'd be surprised what they pay.
Unemployment insurance, what is the other one in case you get hurt?
Workers' comp.
That's a beast.
That's crazy. Do you understand? Nobody understands that, but they want to say these businesses are greedy. It make you want to wring somebody's neck. I'm sorry.
So I just ran the numbers, and it looks like a $50,000 employee would cost the company $77,500 a year.
So you're probably right in the ballpark.
We need to understand that. And you have how many employees?
In the union, I have 106 to 110, depending on the season.
So do the math.
And I do have a lot of folks that fall into the $80,000 range, you know, from years of service. It's been here
yeah.
a long time.
Years of service? And they make more?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Any union contract.
And they do the trash pickup thing?
Yes, they do, and they do it well.
I'm not knocking the pickup well, but you sure you don't have a spot for me?
Well, like I said, we'll look at your.
I show up on time and I don't do drugs,
well,
and I got a clean driving record. How's that?
Good.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming on. Is there anything else that you want to say?
Please, if anybody's listening and know any of my employees, you know, just help to get the word out. They need to make an educated and informed decision when it does come to a vote. They need to understand what they're voting for, because it does impact their future.
And you need and I won't make him say this, but I'll say this out loud. You have to have a profitable company to
Absolutely.
Have a good job.
Like
if
I
the
tell
job,
people,
if,
I've never gotten a check from a poor person.
If you do not have a profitable company, you will not be employed long. You have to have a profitable company, and you have to keep your company solvent. You cannot bankrupt them on your own personal expense because you see the dollars coming in, because you have no idea how many checks get written to go out.
I have received a check from a poor person before. And
who, for me?
No. But wait a minute. It was a little rubbery.
Okay. That is true. And rubbery will not last long.
It won't spend much anyway.
I thank you so much. You're always welcome to come and be with us.
Well,
I can do anything
much.
For you, please let me know. And we appreciate you, and thank you for being in Youngstown.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank all of you that are listening in who are on my line that stayed here. But we need to understand this. $50,000 to pick up trash. It's a good job. I didn't know they made that much, Jeff. I'm telling y'all I'm in the wrong profession.
Oh, yeah. I knew that they did.
Because you know everything, but I didn't know.
Can
we call Paul and see if we can get along?
Yeah.
Because Paul got like 30 years of service. Can we call Paul? Paul been sliding by talking about broke.
Paul, where you at, man?
Paul been sliding talking about he broke, but I found out Paul been there a long time living in the hood.
Paul say he not only that.
Paul been there a long he live in the hood, living a long time.
That's right.
Picking up trash
and then picking stuff out the trash.
Oh yeah, he been scrapping a long time too.
Hey.
Yes,
no,
South
no,
Carolina.
No, come on now. Paul's not here. You guys can't put him out like that, man.
Yes, I can.
I can't put him on blast. No, don't put it on blast, man. Come on. Yes, I can.
You know, I need a loan. He been telling me. Listen, I tried to go to Paul and get a loan. He told me he's broke. I just found out Paul ain't broke.
He might be broke.
No, he ain't broke.
He definitely ain't broke.
He cry broke. He just like a. He ain't broke.
If he broke, then
Tracy,
he got a whole lot of Go, who's that?
Who's that? Who called my name out?
Michigan, Michigan.
Hey,
oh,
Michigan.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, the word is out.
What's that?
There ain't no secret no more. You just came from the big house. You had a meeting at the big house. And I want to know that you get a big bucket of chicken with a piece in it for all of us.
What?
Well, let me explain to you this way.
She didn't even bring no chicken for me, man. So
I didn't bring no chicken, but I did represent. You know,
you ain't get no chicken.
No, I ain't get no chicken because you know they don't sell. They don't serve chicken. They only serve chicken when Tiger's around.
Nah, I know who he is now. I'm in the chat room. You are a nut, man. You my cat.
But did you get anything? You ain't get nothing?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Jeff,
no.
You should have went, man.
Man, let me tell you something.
No.
You don't. You just don't know.
No.
Okay? You just don't know.
Now, speaking of which, Jeff, Friday I won't be here. You got to fill in for me early.
you better hope.
You got to be here Friday. You going to be here Friday?
Yeah, I'll leave Saturday.
Good. Because you got to open up on Friday. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We'll go back to our conversation. Jeff, you got to open up on Friday because I got to go back to the house again.
Oh, you getting it for yourself.
Local house or out of town?
Local house.
Oh, okay.
I got to go to the local house.
She's getting it for herself, y'all. She ain't passing it out.
But you know what? That's not how, you got to know, that's how most of them operate. That's not who I am.
Oh, okay.
That's not who I am. And I have never been and never will be. And if I am, I hope somebody takes me out and whips my behind because I have condemned those that do. You should, no one should want to be at the top of the hill by themselves. But you can only take people where they want to go. And a lot of times people don't want to go, and they don't want to do what they have to do to get there. And you got to be prepared for where you're going. It is what it is.
Well, I want to go. I got some gas. And what do you
but
want
you
me to do, sit outside the big house? Want me to wait outside? You don't bring
no,
it up?
No.
You don't know, Miss
no,
Daisy.
No. No. Don't sit out. No. But I do say,
you,
yes, South Carolina.
Listen, yeah. That's wrong on so many levels. Before you got him, I had made a comment concerning the black man being better off in his mental state before the advent or during the advent of Jim Crow than he is today. Because at least back during Jim Crow, he was, you know, he may not have been free physically, but he was free mentally. But now, today, that doesn't happen.
I'm going to take a break in a minute, and I want to come back and have this conversation a little bit. I had, during my, while I was gone, I was listening to a woman, and she was talking about racial equality. And in her talking about racial equality and the empowerment for women, and she was saying that they're still going after equal pay for women. And I'm still confused how we don't have equal pay for women. We had we had the Ledbetter Act. And so I'm confused how you cannot get equal pay if you're not doing Ledbetter. And if someone can explain that to me, I'd greatly be appreciative because I'm really confused. But then I also, they're going to do a panel on race and equality. And systemic racism is still around. It is. And racism is still around. But my biggest concern, and I've had this conversation for many, many, many years now, no one wants to get raw and dirty and get to the core of what this is about. And so we keep on having this superficial conversation about it, but we don't want to dig deep. And until we start digging deep, we will never solve anything. I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really?
Hey, my two.
Hey, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
You there?
Michigan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to actually agree. Yeah, I know it ain't that often, but I'm going to actually agree with you on the Jim Crow thing. Well, but I think what the reason why is because who they saw as the competitor or the enemy or whatever you want to call it, or the opposition, it was clear. I mean, they weren't hiding. And so it was easier. And they were clear on what they wanted you to have and not have. So they would have been, blacks would have been a fool to be fighting any other type of way other than the way that they were fighting, because it was in their face. So you're right, but that was natural for them to have more clarity because the enemy was more clear. So the point is well taken, but you're not telling why they were more clear-minded. So you have to add that in there because that's the most important part of it. It was because their enemy was clear-minded.
The thing about it is, though, when you say enemy, you know,
competitor.
What I'm saying, you know, I'm not going to go, you know, all obtuse on you because actually I can understand where you're coming from when you say that.
Okay.
But at a certain point, even though that individual, that enemy, that competitor, was still there. You know, we got lulled or got talked into just kind of laying down, you know, and just accepting, okay, this is the way it's going to be, this is how it's going to be, I'm going to accept it and be happy. Just send me my check, that's all.
Yeah.
And that's a bad place to be, man.
One of the things I'm doing is some research, because, you know, we've had this conversation before about this time frame when I think you guys call it the welfare. What you call it when the sister start getting the checks and push the brother out the house during the, what y'all call that, the
the Great Society, Lyndon Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, just doing some research on that. And one of the things I have found out so far is, you know, there's never really an explanation given as to why, you know, I asked you, well, why would the sister push a brother out the house if he's working? Remember, I asked you all that before. Well, they just did. Well, first of all, the brother wasn't working. That was the first thing. So we have to go from the time when he was to the time when he wasn't to see what caused that. And I don't think nobody ever brings that up. The second thing is the myth about the brother actually leaving the house. He actually didn't. They worked in conjunction. They was just lying. He was still there. They just hid his clothes.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So,
we know that. I mean, you know that. I mean.
Okay, so the theory of that was the era when the black man left the family or the house, we gotta see if that's true or not. Because he was still there. He never went anywhere.
He didn't marry her though.
He was unemployed. He was still unemployed. No, he didn't marry her. And that could be seen as part of a mistake. But with him being unemployed, I think that's the bigger issue. Where did the unemployment come from? You know, in other words, was it all of a sudden we just say, hey, man, I think I just want to sit at home and smoke dope and drink beer, you know, versus the economic factors that caused the, you know, unemployment of the black man at that time. And we don't talk about that part. We just talk about the welfare check and the brother leaving the house.
Now here's one interesting thing that I know about. And that is the dynamic of how things worked in the north versus, or in the urban setting versus the rural setting, because you know down here we didn't operate with a lot of cash. We didn't have to go to the store and buy eggs or go to the store and buy milk or meat or whatever, because we raised it that right there on the farm, you know. But up in the urban settings,
you don't have to go to the grocery store. So there's a different kind of poor when you live in an urban setting. I think there's a more, and a lot of times it's depicted as worse in the rural area than in the city. But I think there's a kind of poor that's insidious and really, really nasty in an urban setting that I think we might need to separate that out from what we're talking about versus a rural setting. Just because you go to the bathroom in an outhouse doesn't mean that you're backwards. It doesn't mean that you're worse off in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, the other thing, man, I was a statistic. I was given a statistic yesterday, and it's kind of shocking. And it's considered, I guess, a soft statistic as it relates to the value that's put on white life and black life, which we all know is a difference. But we don't want to somehow connect that to racial pride and racism and all that type of stuff. But brother was saying,
hold on, guys. I don't understand how the Ledbetter people, the Molly Led, is her name Molly?
Lily Ledbetter.
Her name is Molly, right?
Lily.
Who? Lily Ledbetter. How do you have Lily Ledbetter but you don't have equality? And I don't equality of there's a couple things, and you don't have equality in pay. That's the first thing. The second thing is I need to find out, and I want you guys to answer this for me. If you have Section 8 and all of the social programs, why is it that you have so many people, women that are homeless with children?
Tracy?
Yeah?
That is one thing that I don't quite understand. Now, I will say this. A lot of times when you're dealing with individuals that collect Section 8, and then not a majority of the time, but a lot of times what will happen is these individuals wind up getting evicted, not so much of their own fault, but individuals that they have living with them and in violation of their lease. I have seen more young ladies get evicted because of their boyfriend than things they do themselves, which is kind of messed up.
But does not make what, see, I should never allow you to come into my domicile and clown and make me lose my home for me and my kids. Am I missing something?
You're not missing anything, but they don't see it that way.
Well, yeah.
HUD requires that that you can only have an individual. You can have a visitor during the day, but you cannot have overnight guests for more than 3 days out of the month, out of the calendar month.
Right.
You can have a visitor overnight for 3 days, and that's it.
Okay. So.
Yeah, and a lot of like with the housing commission, where I was from, they even a person like a relative that gets out of jail,
right?
Even if they come to visit, mm-hmm. you know, if they're ex-felon or something, that's actually a violation of the lease.
That's a violation of the lease. Exactly.
Yep. To have
okay.
them, even if they're
the
outside of the house, they're not even supposed to be on the premises.
Okay.
And I think it may have started up there in Michigan where the zero tolerance law. And this law states that if someone is arrested inside your house, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're arrested and they find drugs on them. It has nothing to do with you. They can be just somebody that you know just came by to see you. If they're arrested in your house, you're automatically evicted.
Yep.
And that expanded a few years later that if you have a person that has been arrested for drug use or is a known drug user, that is grounds for you to be evicted.
Yep.
Okay. So let me ask this. The number is 347-945-5229. Stanley, your mic is on. Jeff, you know, I want you guys to chime in on this because
mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the removal of your children from your home, you have to be found as an unsuitable parent. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. Most times, if you let people in your home, and if you're doing all this, usually you probably haven't done some other stuff that you shouldn't have done.
Right.
Okay. when do we start changing the laws and changing the procedures of parenting? Because, see, if you don't send your child to school, and if your child comes to school and the child's not warm and the child's not seen about, is that not a sign of neglect? If I allow Pookie, Ray Ray, and Shaniqua to come and get arrested at my house and or come stay at my house and I get evicted, is that not a sign of neglect, or am I just slow and it's just because I don't have kids that I don't know no better?
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that, Trace. But the Ledbetter thing, if I'm not mistaken, what the law was meant to do was allow for women to pursue court remedies when they found that they were getting paid less than a man. The law itself was not a research mechanism to, you know, police the statistics of women getting less than men. So that's one of the reasons why I think you're making the law, tried to make the law be something that it was not intended to be.
I was told that the law meant that it was illegal to have a woman working for less money than others. So you're just telling me that once again that the president used a form over substance.
Because let's say that it was a law, but then what happens then, because it's a law now, then it has to be proven in a court of law, right? So that means somebody's got to be able to find out, you know, somebody's got to be able to get into the personnel files to see who's getting paid what and all of that. So,
but let's do it this way. See, that's not how they wrote they portrayed the law.
No, that's right. Now, you're right about that.
Okay.
The politics of it. No, they did not.
absolutely
right.
They didn't portray the law. See, this is the problem that I have with how we do things. The intent of the law and the execution of the law are two different things. And what's happening is people feel as though it's going to be just like, minimum wage. Minimum wage is automatic. So it's across the board. If I make less than Jeff, Jeff and I are going to be on the same pay scale based on the law. Because when the president signed the Lilly Ledbetter, I'm supposed to get the same amount as Jeff automatically.
You make less than me because you pay out money.
You got to do what you do. But see, my problem is that's not how they have displayed this, and they have not articulated this. So if it is not that way, it is the same thing as is in the state of Ohio. They have what they call the DeRolf case. And the DeRolf case says that the way that Ohio funds school is unconstitutional, and the whole legislative body has been in contempt of court for the last 12 years. But the reason why no one has gone after the contempt is because no one filed charges against the legislative body. So if I got to do research to find out how much Jeff's check is, then that really did not equalize my pay.
Correct.
So why would they sit up and try to tell me that they had done something during the last campaign that they did not do?
Well, that's politics. They didn't look for votes.
Well, of
course they're not going to explain. But they both, you know, both sides do that. They don't get into the, you know, the nitty gritty of a policy. They just tell you what part they want you to hear that will make you vote based
don't
on
we-
that. For them based off that policy.
Don't we find that a little bit disingenuous?
Hey, that what they say,
a
don't
lot.
Hate the player, hate the game.
A lot.
Don't they say, don't hate the player, hate the game?
Yeah.
So now we had all these women saying that Republicans hate them because President Obama loved them because he signed in the Lilly Ledbetter Act as the first and the second act of him being president, and he equalized the fair pay for women across the board. But you got to go dig up somebody's personnel file, sneak and find their check to find out they're making less than you.
Let me tell you something,
Tracy,
we did when we was running somebody for mayor. You know, they said in politics, when you win, you win. And when you lose, you lose. Now, we played on the ignorance of the people a little bit. We told the voters, particularly in the projects, that our opponent was going to cut off their welfare. And we ended up getting a few hundred votes. based on
I'm
that.
I'm sure you
and
did.
And even the person, the opponent who was running, even their relatives, they came over there to pick them up to take them vote. They whooped them out of the projects because they thought what we said was true. Well, we won. We did win, and we did help a lot of people. But we did that.
What did you say, South Carolina?
Here's one good thing I like about the military. If you are a male or a female, you get paid on a sliding scale, okay? If you're an E5, which is a sergeant, and in most branches of service, in every branch of the service, you're an NCO. You're going to get paid at a level. You have a base pay, and no matter if you have been in, if you've been in, you know, at the same amount of time, and you're going to get that pay for the same amount of time that you've been in. Once you go over a certain amount of years, you're going to get an increase. But here's the thing. I've known guys who have had we got promoted on a cutting score. If you had the basic cutting score, you're going to get that next promotion. If you are found to be proficient in your job, you see, you can have the cutting score, but because you're not proficient in your job, you're not going to get promoted. Now people can say, well, you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, it can be subjective, but the bottom line is you've got to be evaluated. Somebody has had to evaluate it. You someplace or at some point in time and base your pay or your promotion on that evaluation. And sometimes people just feel that they've been done wrong or given a bad evaluation. But in a lot of cases, that's not the case. You're just a bad employee. Now, I've always heard that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people need some getting some grease that really don't need it.
Well, and I understand that, and we need to understand that there are many, many places, both, you know, liberal and conservative that have paid women less. We have to, you know, just like we have to acknowledge racism, we've got to acknowledge the disparity between men and women in doing the same job. And the school of thought at one time was that a man has to take care of his family, so he needed to make more. But now the women are the head of the household, so they can't use that you know, cliche end or that slogan anymore. But my issue.
Let me ask
you
a question, though. Are there more women that are head of household than there are men today?
I don't believe there are. I have to pull the numbers up, but I do know that there are too many that are head of household taking care of a family and may or may not be getting child support and or the support that they deserve. I could not give you
that's a whole different show.
That I know, but that's what I'm saying, you know. And I feel as though even if I'm getting $12,000 a year, if Jeff and I are doing the same job, I should get the same amount of money as him, and it should not be based upon my personal status.
Yeah, it should, because I'm better.
Okay. All right.
I'm a man. I'm better. What is wrong with you, Tracy?
Yeah, I know. And I know.
Well.
Oh no, Jeff. She can get up in the big house with the rope.
Oh, she's
with
in
the club.
No.
Yeah, with the club. That's most
no.
of the men. She can get up
let
in that
tell
woman.
You.
I'm just trying to get ahead, trying to go somewhere to help people out when I get there. That's all. I'm just a servant of people.
I got you.
No,
okay,
I'm serious.
I'm going to tell you something my granddaddy told me.
What's that?
He said that if you know a woman that don't have no money in her pocket, she lying.
You know what? That was way back when. Today, stuff is so high. I'm, you know, you can't. I went to the store the other day and just about dropped my teeth on six items and how much I had to spend. That's what I said. Everything going up, ain't nothing coming down, and they keep on lying to people, telling them that they're doing something about something, and they're absolutely not doing anything for you. Whether you be in the union, out of the union, up or down, we need to make them quit lying to people. Hey,
that's true.
They're lying to us. They're lying across the board. You got all these crazy talking heads. You think you got a news show, but what you have is another talk show that's opinionated, and they call it news.
Well, what's making them lie, Tracy?
Money? Greed?
And where they get that from?
Well,
capitalism. It's a capitalistic society.
It's not just that. It's men. Men will always quest for power. And that is what we do. We want to be the first one, even in our most animalistic industries. The strongest man gets the woman in throughout nature. So, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, so according to that theory, then we ain't gonna stop lying. We ain't gonna be able to stop people from lying.
But what I'm saying is, see, if a man lies,
I mean, I'm just going to.
Hey, Alex, your mic's open. If a man lies to me, he's a man that's lying to me. But when you're in my employ and you lie to me, you need to be fired.
Yeah.
And see, I have a problem paying you and you lying to me also. And as a public servant, as a public employee, we need to understand we pay these people and they lie to us. That includes the President of the United States, the Congress, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. Quit playing games with words and tell the truth to the American public.
Hey, good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
You know, I wanted to address what I was just talking about with equal pay for women and all that stuff, you know. And I think that what people have to realize, there's been a couple independent studies of it, of the whole equal pay thing, and a lot of it comes down to the choices that men and women make. A lot of choices, you know, and it's not necessarily bad choices or anything, but, you know, when it comes to pay, you know, I would be pretty upset if I, because, like, for instance, I'm paid more than, I've been paid more than other people for the same job, but that's because, you know, because of my experience and my background, you know, and basically the early choices that I made that made me not necessarily more valuable. Well, in many ways, more valuable when it came to the dollar amount of what, you know, that company was getting out of me.
But let me ask you this, Alex. If I do the same job as you and I'm just as good as you, no matter what your resume says, your resume can say that you are king of the hill. But I may have a backyard, you know, Cracker Jack degree. But if I'm doing the job and I'm just as good as you and I'm producing product that is superior and or the same as you, why do I get paid less than you?
If you prove that, I mean, if that proves itself out, then, yeah, you should be getting paid the same or more. But that's not what happens. Like, because when you're first offered a job, they look at your resume. What have you done? And, you know, and what can you do? And at that, and that's what sets the, you know, the starting line where you start running at, you know. And I would be pretty upset if I'm paid the same as somebody else. I don't care if I'm making the same amount of money, but, you know, if my resume shows that I'm a lot more capable. And when we start the job, you know, because I'm more capable, I am doing more than what they are, I'm going to be pretty upset if we're being paid the same. Then what that's going to make me do is I'm going to scale back my effort because, I'm not going to work as hard as I would have if, you know, why would I? There's no incentive to do that. And that's what happens a lot with, like, there's been independent studies about women where, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to go start a family and things like that. And so when you do that, a lot of women feel like they're punished for it, you know, and in some respects, you know, they are, because you can miss out on some years where you're not getting some valuable experience, and, you know, and some, you know, that's why some women like that I went to college with, they decided to not start careers at all. Like, I have friends, female friends, I have masters and PhDs that just went straight into, you know, while they were in college, they were looking for mates, you know, and they got married, had children, and they didn't start their careers until after that. And so when they went into the workforce after their kids were like 3 or 4, you know, they already had advanced degrees or whatever. But those are things that we have to talk about more about, you know, in planning our lives. But, you know, a lot of things that we're talking about, or we're trying to deal with the symptoms of the breakdown of our families, and, you know, trying to Now we want, want to make everybody feel equal when we're just not, and you're never going to achieve it. You know, you can't, a lot of things we're talking about with women being head of the household, but they probably shouldn't be, so it's, we're not, we have to really deal with the problem, honestly. You know, if there's nothing wrong with making certain decisions about your life and not necessarily look at it as a punishment for wanting to go have kids or, whatever that is.
But the thing about it is now, if a man decides that, hey, I want to go have a family, I want to go, have kids and so on and so forth, and he leaves the workforce, what happens with him? I mean,
same thing. It's the same thing that would happen to a woman,
But
no, it doesn't. That's not true.
No, yeah, I think Alex is mixing up there's two things. The studies that he's talking about, the studies that were behind the Lilly Ledbetter Act were those where they weeded out, a difference in occupation. And it was the men and the women had the same skills and were applying for the same jobs, and that's where they got those statistics. You're talking about where you mentioned that they may have some more soft skills or more experience, but that wasn't the studies that was used to put together.
I'm gonna tell y'all, especially in the emerging job market of the world, I mean, you have to get more. It's not like it was before where you could get a job and they train you on the job and you work some assembly line or something like that. It's just not that way anymore.
I agree with that.
For one, the jobs are going away. There really aren't. Yeah. There's not really much any jobs anymore. But the ones that are here, you need to have skills.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say that it does not say anything. I'm an engineer with 10 years of experience. I know people were a little more than that. I know people that have twice the amount of experience that I have, and I run circles around them because
right.
they just do not have the same. You can't go by the number of years of experience, and that's where it comes in. When you sit down and talk to somebody, then you come to find out, well, what they was actually doing for those 10 years or however how many years. You can't just go by, well, you have this number of years of experience and you're doing this job and you have this degree, so you get paid this much. Yeah,
not,
you do that
it,
and
give
people's
give
incentive
it.
Is going to go way down. I promise
I'll
you
give,
that.
Give you an example. Alex, and Alex can attest to this. Alex, who would you rather have? Who would you rather have working for you after they've gotten out of service? A captain that has 15 years of experience or a gunnery sergeant who has 15 years of experience? Which one would you rather have, even though one has a degree?
Probably the captain.
Ah,
you know.
That's the difference. See, the captain is going to be the administrator, but the gunnery sergeant is going to be the one that's working on the equipment. He's going to be the tech.
Right.
He's the guy that's going to be, he's going to be the expert on that equipment. Even though the captain's got the degree, he will not be the tech on that equipment.
But this is my issue. My issue is not whether they get paid equally or not. That's not my issue. My issue is in the 2012 election, there was this big hate. Republicans hate women and do not allow them to be equal. That was a big thing that we talked about during the election. And they capitalized on it and used it. They used that the same way they used about the African Americans and the entitlement process and Republicans hating black people and the racism in the Republican Party. They used voter suppression. And what my problem is, we have allowed our media sources as well as our information sources to manipulate the data and the information for their own good, and at the end, they lied to the American electorate. Not whether the outcomes are one way or the other, and my problem is not with what the law says, it's what they said the law says and what they implied what the law says, which means they actually
lied to the American people, and the people
Tracy.
Made decisions based upon lies.
Tracy, now you're a big girl. Now, come on, cut it out. Now, you know in the game of politics it's very ugly, and they are, everybody lies. So what's your point?
That's the one
Listen,
thing.
I'm not talking about everybody lying. See, there's something called, you know, full disclosure when it comes to who gets what. No, listen to what I'm saying. When it comes to who gets what money. Just follow me for a minute. So if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then you're going to go and you're going to, you know, slap me on the hand, put me in jail, whatever. If that be the case, then we need to start having the same thing when it comes to the information, when it comes to the election process. If you're going to regulate everything else in life, you're regulating, you know, how many ounces of soda you can drink in New York. If you can regulate that, then you ought to be able to regulate the lies that they tell during the election process about what they've done and what they haven't done. Because the only way that you're going to ensure to have good people that you can to do the right job is to make sure that they're not lying to you.
But Tracy, it doesn't apply. It's like you're asking. It doesn't apply. You can't have that. I'm sorry. As a middle class normal person that's doing the best that you can, I'm not gonna have the same law, the same application for a rich person or somebody's wealthy.
Stanley, whatever you're using, it breaks up every time you talk.
Sorry.
You can't use that connection talking.
Yeah, but the more you get up the ladder with political organization, the more sophisticated those groups are gonna be. So you know, even if, like you said, a party puts out a blanket lie, well, those groups, those interest groups, right, who are tied to that party for those specific interests, they know that's a shell game, but they have specific reasons why they're voting for that party. It's the unorganized. And, you know, those on the bottom end, low information and low consciousness, those are the ones who can get told anything. And they don't know what they vote for. They just vote. Right.
I guess you're talking about a good portion of the electorate then.
Yeah, absolutely so.
That says a lot.
Well, it says a lot, too, about this. Just merely saying that everybody lies. Look, like I said, herding people into voting booths is not an exercise in democracy. That is a raping of the election process in America. Because those people, many of them had no idea what the heck they were voting for. They just went and voted because somebody... They're going to put y'all all back in chains. And we're going to tax the rich.
No. And don't remember, and they hate women. And see, that. We need to make. Cause
the
see,
war
what,
on women. You
and
gotta
so,
go to war on women.
When I said, you know, in my caption today on Blog Talk, the question that I put down was elections have consequences, but they didn't give you the information for you to make the choices that were going to benefit your bottom line.
Yeah, but Tracy, the candidate that you're saying, let's say Obama would have lost and it would have been Romney.
That's not what I'm saying, Stanley. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying about the winning and the losing of the candidacy. What I'm saying is about the truth in what we hear. And we're making decisions based upon lies. You cannot make a good decision based upon a lack of a truth.
But is it not your own responsibility to go get the information that you
Stanley, need? You can only get the information that I give you. Even
wait,
the information,
wait, wait, wait.
Hold on. Even the information that is sent to your house. Right now, Stanley, you have a liberal view based on liberal issues. But if I actually told you the truth and showed you and made you prove everything that everyone said, then you might come with a different outcome. But because I can use what we call spin in the marketing department, because I can spin a truth, and I have told you guys this before. Inside of my political career, I have used spin. And I apologize to the person for using spin, even though I didn't want him to win. But I think
it's a
bad idea.
That goes to what South Carolina was saying, right? So when you're talking about black people, just say if you were to use them as an interest group, right? So if the clarity is there, meaning we know who the competitor is, he's openly said it, then the clarity is there. You just have to be a retarded person not to then do what's in your best interest. Because
they don't know.
Hold on. So now, if you look at today, so you don't need the verbal rhetoric to know whether someone is in your interest. You can go behind the rhetoric and look at the interest groups and look at the policies. And so if you do that, then as far as the interest group of black folk, then they would clearly see that neither party is for them.
That's not what I'm saying. So you guys are missing my point. When I talk about parties,
But you keep bringing up the one side. You keep bringing up issues that a party did.
No, I'm talking about.
We hate women.
Listen.
You haven't brought up men.
Hold on.
Conservative side. You see?
Listen. They said okay. We said we was going to tax the rich. They was going to take, you know, what did they? I don't think the Republicans said much or nothing. You want to know the truth about it. Am I missing the point? I mean, the reason why I can go after this is because they came here on the attack of all these issues of clarity. So I'm listening to a woman today talk about women need to have equalization when it comes to fair pay. And I'm in my mind, I'm going, but we just got Letty Ledbetter. We got the Ledbetter Act, didn't we? And we just ran on that. So what are we talking about? And it made me find out that somebody did not tell the truth.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
You know, Republicans are going through, they're about to go through the same thing that Democrats went through in 05, 06. I don't know if you recall, but back then, people, especially the African-American community, a lot of people were just disgusted with the Democrats. I mean, disgusted with them because they looked at them, upon them as weak. And that was before, you know, they pulled a rabbit out the hat and gave you Barack. But this is what was happening, especially after Bush got reelected. People was like, you know what, I'm done. You know, you Democrats, you guys are weak. And that's how people are looking at Republicans right now. The Republican Party is it's a little more dangerous for them because the Republican Party may even go away.
But that's not what I'm saying.
But let me get to my point real quick. I just want to say that the issue, or I think what you're pointing out, your frustration is that, you know, the Republicans and conservatives have lost the war on the rhetoric. See, because back then the Republicans controlled the rhetoric, and Democrats were just very frustrated because Republicans would say just the most asinine stuff, but it didn't, you know, or the implications of what they were saying was just asinine back then. But they controlled the rhetoric then, and Democrats learned to play that game, and now they're controlling the rhetoric, and now y'all are frustrated.
But see,
right,
they're
throwing sand. Now they're throwing sand.
Wait a minute.
But see, what I'm saying to you is I am not asking about rhetoric. I'm not asking about rhetoric. I'm saying on both sides, whether it be on
the
local, hold on, or whether it be on the local, whether it be on the state, or whether it be on the national scale, we should not allow misinformation.
Tracy, now come on now. Don't do that now. I'm going to take your player's card. Now listen, I'll give you a good example. I'll give you a piece of rhetoric on the Republican side. The comment by Barack Obama, you didn't build that, right? I done heard you and Jeff, I mean, y'all was like a beating drum saying the same thing. All right. Now, anybody that heard that knows that what he meant, because it was clear once you listened to the whole thing. But the rhetoric, right, he said you didn't build those companies.
That's not a good example.
Let me show you Y's example, because that wasn't a lie.
Oh, yeah, it was a straight lie.
It was just
it was not a lie, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a lie.
I'm talking about the Republicans.
Hold it. I know what you're talking about. But let me set this straight. That's not a good example.
because it was a lie.
No, it wasn't.
Hold on, guys.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you why it's a lie, and it was a freaking lie. It's a lie because of this. No road is built unless there's a reason for it. So I don't care what you say.
Here we go.
The businesses created the roads. The roads did not create the business. So
yeah.
You can
okay,
say,
you see. See, now that's,
see?
Just,
you see?
That's
you
good,
see?
Jeff. That's good rhetoric. Good,
that's
you,
not
you,
rhetoric.
You, that's good
truth.
Rhetoric. You
hold
see
on,
along.
I don't want to listen. I'm not rehashing yesterday's leftovers. What I'm saying is, my problem is whether it be Republican, whether it be you built it, we built it, whether it be, you know, whatever it is.
Equal pay. Right. Yeah.
Whatever
rhetoric.
It is.
Yeah.
When you actually sensationalize misinformation. And understand, misinformation. And what they did in the past elections, and I'm not just saying the presidential elections.
No.
I'm saying they give misinformation so that people make decisions based upon sensationalism and not based upon fact.
But Tracy,
when
so,
you moving
hold
out
on,
America,
y'all
Tracy.
All back in chains is
well, when y'all moving out of America, because that ain't going to stop.
Hold on, but I'm going to say this again. So my question is, when are we as Americans, not the people who are elected, when are we as the electorate going to start standing up and saying we no longer want to have misinformation fed to us by the candidates and their campaigns,
Tracy,
nor the party?
Tracy, it's only going to happen when we're going to stop making assumptions of things.
Tracy, but neither side will agree that the information that they were giving was misinformation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
listen to what I'm saying.
I'm not saying we interpreted it differently.
Exactly. We're going to mean an assumption, like Jeff did about the gun thing when he said, oh, Obama's
going
to...
Didn't I, Stanley, I said I'm not going to the point of actually calling stuff out.
Right.
But what I'm saying is misinformation. If right now we're having a discussion across this country about gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
We are hearing from both sides, and a lot of it is rhetoric and misinformation because it's not all factual based. If an inner city kid got an automatic 15 magazine clip and a semi-automatic rifle, then we got an issue. If you got somebody who has a mental condition, and they are going out stealing something, there's an issue there. But then, if you are a hunter and that's what you use to kill your buck, then we need to hear from the hunter that kills the buck with that kind of gun. And if you're not killing the buck with that kind of gun, then I need for you to tell me that you don't use this kind of gun to kill a buck. I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence. I'm just saying I'm straight down the middle. But I don't want you to tell me that you need this kind of gun to kill a buck when you actually need it for protection in your house. And I don't want you to tell me that the reason why we have so much crime in the community is because these kids have these guns legally.
That's a good way of putting that.
Are you
because the spin is coming, and what you're talking about is spin.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, spin is going to be part, just like
spin is a part of the free market capitalism here.
But
spin
well,
pays.
I disagree with that.
But see,
brother.
Right now, but
spin
is
pays.
Spinning. Listen, spin is spinning America like a whirling top, and we get ready to drop dead because of spin. And so we need to cut the spin.
Well, then there'll be somebody selling caskets. There'll be somebody that'll sell caskets.
But the problem is poor people, undereducated people, and minorities catch the brunt of the spin.
That's who it's for.
And we need to stop the spinning top and say, listen, give it to me straight. Make it real.
But Tracy, even when they make it straight, a lot of people, the right or the left, will assume, make an assumption of what they said.
Stanley, you ain't heard nothing straight coming out of nobody's mouth in the election process in the last 12 years.
Hey, did
well,
you see,
I disagree
did you see
there.
Amistad?
I disagree on that. I saw something
different.
I heard the 47%. I heard different thing that Romney said. I heard what Obama
Stanley.
Hey.
Republicans, and Larry, hold on just a second, because I heard you, and so I'm going to pull you up. You are, listen, Stanley, we're in this game. Open your eyes and grow up. Republicans and Democrats, this is a game we all use spin. So even if, you know, if I say 47%, they're going to add more to it. If I say 53%, they're going to add more to it. Remember, if we say we built it, we add more to it. We're going to put y'all in trains. We add more to it. Remember, you're watching MSNBC like it's news. And all it is The View all day long.
When Fox News it. Like it's news, right? Don't forget
to
say
see,
Fox.
New, right now, you don't get news. You get news comes on at 6 o'clock locally, and they show you somebody that died, and then they put some spin on it because you only see black people, but you don't see the white people going down. Hey, it is what it is. That's the news.
Yeah, you don't see white people laying in the street.
No, you never see, no,
see
no. You see black
folks
laying in the street. So you got to understand that. So that's the news. News comes on for 30 minutes a day. Outside of that, you get very, very little news. I don't care who you are, whether it be MSNBC, CNN, and or Fox. Everything's got spin to it and or talking heads and commentary. And what I'm saying is, if people need to go and make a decision in the ballot box, then they need to be told the truth about what's going on.
You're making a lot of assumption, Tracy. You're basically saying that we have no news, we have no media, we have no journalist who has integrity.
Who
and
you,
about
you don't have very many.
Stanley, you don't. I take that back. You have journalists that have integrity. You have journalists who want to report the news, but you have editors that tell them where to go, what to do, and you have producers that make it happen the way they choose. And they have ownership who's making money off of sensationalism. So you have to understand, I may be having a lot of integrity as a journalist, but my producer is going to tell me what to say. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I would say the assumption that you've made, because I disagree with Stanley, is he thinks that editing like they did with the Trayvon Martin thing, where you know the dispatcher asked, is he black? And they conveniently edited that off of MSNBC like the white Hispanic guy was volunteering that he was black. So that I disagree with Stanley, but the assumption you made earlier, Tracy, is that we want to be told the truth. Because when somebody tells the truth, there was one guy that offered, because, I mean, it's so bad, Tracy, that the pain that must take place to right the ship is going to be felt by everybody. You know what I mean? There was one guy that did that. It was Paul Ryan. I mean, he put a plan out there. He was the only guy that was willing to put his name, put a plan out. Here's what we need to do. And instead of using that as a starting point for negotiation, the other side didn't offer a plan. They just railed on his. And I don't think that you can rail on somebody else's plan without offering or put yourself out there. Here's what we need to do.
But see what I'm saying, Larry. I didn't want to. Hold on. I'm not trying to bring up, you know, people
right.
Because we get into left and right. What I'm saying is,
right.
What we have done, whether it be whether we be, you know, left or right. When we look at media, they need to have a disclaimer at the bottom of the television saying these are the opinions of the people here and or of what's going on. So when you're watching Rachel Maddow, you're not watching her as news.
Look, you got a movie.
When you're watching Crime Time, you're not watching it as news. Black Nation,
right.
You're not watching it as you're watching
right.
it as a views of this producer or this director, not as fact.
You know what really.
Well,
hey
Tracy, can we make
hold on. What did you say, Jeff?
No, I was going to say what major things of this is, you got that fracking movie out right now, but the EPA's preliminary report says nothing's wrong and we're not going to change the fracking process.
So again, so you have the EPA and so they're going to have the Frack Nation come out and I'm going to watch stuff blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're going to scare the crap out of me about fracking.
Gasoline,
I watched the television program the other day, and the guy, he lit a cigarette, and he blew up because of the methane gas coming out of cows. You know, I just want you to understand that. And so I need to know the difference between what?
A cow fart did it, huh?
Yeah.
Threw the man to pieces.
Well,
I just don't believe, Tracy.
Tracy, the majority of America
Tracy,
have
I'm
never
sorry.
Been that bright since the setting up of this country. So
listen,
it has never been that bright.
Listen, they don't have to be bright, but those of us who are brighter ought to know better and do better. Go ahead, Larry.
I don't think the American electorate is ready to hear the truth. They've been told that, you know, by everybody, that all you have to do is raise taxes and we fix it. And we raise these taxes. And it wasn't just on the rich. And I seen a thing out the other day, the poor schmuck making between 30 and 50,000 is going to pay a bigger percentage of his paycheck than the rich.
$1,200 more a year.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want to be specific, Tracy.
I'm trying not to. Y'all don't know how to not do that. But I'm just saying.
I'm just being honest, Tracy. Nobody wants to hear the truth because the truth is we're in trouble.
But listen, Larry, the truth is we're in trouble. I just had a man on from Allied Waste. Right now, with all the technology that we have, they're in the negotiations. But the information that the people who are going to vote on, whose jobs are on the lines, because see, when unions negotiate, very very seldom are too many jobs on the line when they start negotiating at that table. See, they always have employ, the majority of them. The lawyer has employ. You got that one shot person who sits there and he don't really have a clue. He was just popular by demand and got there. And so you got all those people there, but the people whose jobs are on the line, they trust in these people to represent them, and not always are they told the truth. We've watched companies like General Motors play games with people when it comes down to what they're going to do with whom. So if you actually own share in the stock of General Motors as you work there, you lost that.
Yep.
And the bondholders.
That's what I'm saying. If you own shares, let me also say this. When we look at General Motors, and I can pick on them because I know about them more than others, they said that they saved jobs. And what they did was they contracted jobs out to subcontractors, took them off the General Motors payroll so that they could show a profit. But now they're being used by these contractors and manipulated for profit and protected. I've got a friend who lost $10,000 a year under a contract. They walked in and said, if you don't want to take the $10,000 less, leave.
Hello, free market capitalism.
But
right
again,
on.
You can have free market capitalism, but you can actually stand up for your rights in America. But because we're voting for people and they're lying to us as we vote, we all lose. And what I'm saying is we need to start pushing for the truth.
Good luck.
I agree with you. I just don't think we're ready for the truth.
Listen, you might not be able to handle the truth, but you know what? Sometimes the truth has to hurt. But right now, we know the Social Security is broke. Don't get up there and lie to me and tell me that we got money because we don't. Tell me, Tracy, you're 48 years old. Best you have a retirement plan because there's no guarantee you're going to be able to drink from this trough at the end of the day. Don't get me there and then tell me, you know what, we thought we had some money, but here's some stamps and a food card.
But Tracy, like I said, even if you bring with the truth and facts and things, the person who has a different point of view as you will bring another fact that will contradict what you said.
Right.
Listen to what I'm saying, Stanley. There's only facts. I don't care if you've got facts and I've got facts. Give me the facts and let me decide where I stand inside of the facts and who I want to believe. But don't give me a lie and then tell me the counterpart is another lie. You following me?
Tracy.
Yes,
I follow you, Tracy, but here's the thing, and the reason I say that they don't want to know the truth is because, like I said before, history has to repeat itself because no one was listening the first time. I mean, all this stuff, and if Republican alike, I'm not a big George Bush fan. He cut taxes and increased spending, added bigger government than what he inherited. So I mean, he's not the saint out here, but he also didn't create the mess either. But the people don't want to; they got to experience the hard way.
But
you know what I mean?
But see, what I'm saying is, I'm not looking backwards, but I'm looking forward, and I'm looking at the information that was given by the talking heads that came as news. And what I'm saying is, when I look at the Lilly Ledbetter Act and what they told women And then today I sit up in a meeting and they tell me that we are still working for equal pay for women. I'm confused.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to use no examples, Tracy.
I'm not using an example. I'm just saying. I'm confused. My confusion is they told me it was finalized. So I'm looking at this as, you know, minimum wage. Minimum wage is going to go up to $7.30 or $7.80 or whatever,
yeah,
it is.
$0.78 or
$0.75. And in Ohio, it started January 1st. It's going up. It went up, and it automatically kicked in, and, you know, Happy New Year, whatever. You know, they told me that, you know, this fiscal cliff that they were not going to go over, I was going to see gray skies coming. Nobody told me that they was going to put in there, you know, movies and all kinds. And this is Republican and Democrat because they signed off on it. They got movies and NASCAR and all that kind of stuff in there. Something wrong. I thought we was talking about fiscal cliff. The cliff ain't got nothing to do with the movies.
Nope.
You follow what I'm saying? You told me that you were going to, you know, make sure that there was not a lot of pork inside the bill. And so now you don't put the pork up there, and I don't know that the pork is there. So are you guys following where I'm coming from, what they're doing to us? And am I wrong by saying that I have a problem with it?
There's a perfect example of this. There's a perfect example of this. Stanley. Stanley been lied to, and he believed it. And because he believes it, he comes on here every day and tries to throw up things that don't matter in fact.
But it doesn't matter.
Like I said, it don't matter.
But
the thing is that's replicated throughout our society by thousands of
people. You've been told some bigger lies than Stanley been told. You ain't got no room to talk.
You did that.
Yeah, I did. The one thing that I'll say
is
that.
You opened that door.
I don't go by what I'm told. You have to understand that. I go by what I've read and I've dug up. That's why I don't have views that agree totally with either side. You have to understand. I don't agree with just anybody for the heck of it.
But no, I've got. Hold on, Stanley. I apologize for just using you like that. I'm sorry. Stanley. He used you, and I'm sorry because I only got.
Like
I only got 4 more minutes. I'm sorry, Stanley, that he used you. But we all have a lot of times have misinformation that you have to go and research.
You better.
And what I'm saying is we are not being told what we should be so that we can actually even go do our due diligence and find out. Because if you don't know what to ask, you'll never ask it.
And that's how the system works.
And we're going to have to really start doing some due diligence about a lot of it because we are being used and manipulated by the system, and we don't understand how they are abusing us. That's all I'm saying. I brought it up because women truly believe that the Lilly Ledbetter Act equalized their pay. They didn't say that. Nobody told me that I had to go and find Jeff's file to find out how much he makes an hour and see what he's doing. Then take it to go find a lawyer to take it to court so I could actually become equalized. Are you following me?
And the only thing you got was your statute of limitations extended.
I still got to do the research. I still, if I'm making $12 an hour, $20 an hour, whatever I'm making, I've got to go hire a lawyer that I don't have the money for to get the pay that I want to get.
Yep.
And if I'm in a tight-knit community like I am here, maybe you find a lawyer locally, maybe you won't, and maybe I got the money to pay for me, maybe I won't. I just have a problem with people being lied to. I'm at the end of the day, God bless you guys. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. Six and I will be here, and we will be talking about energy and waste. So we'll see you then. God bless you, and have a good day.
See ya. Bye.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from the ABC.